Hello, Master. How is your evening? I am glad to hear that you are well. Is that the new book you are reading? Forgive me for saying, Master, but perhaps you should not read while you are walking. You could walk into something and hurt that beautiful face of yours. Of course, Master. I would never imply that you are clumsy. Only that I would be very sad if anything happened to you. I mean, just look at your face. So handsome. One moment, if you please, sir. You have a little piece of lint on your shoulder. There we are, Master. You're perfect once more. Now, is there anything else I can do for you, Master? I've completed all of the usual household chores. But you know I am always eager to serve you. No? Very well, sir. In that case, shall I retire for the evening to my quarters? Yes, sir. You have a lovely evening as well. Oh my! What's this? Oh dear. Master? Well, it would appear as though a whiteout has come from nowhere and I cannot make my way home. Please, sir? Might I stay here for the night? I promise, I will continue to do my maidly duties for you until you are fast asleep. Thank you, sir. Now then, shall I go and fetch you some warm milk? I know you are tired, sir. A nice glass of milk will help you to rest easier. Oh, Master, are you headed to your study? No, seen that book again, I see. You really should watch where you are going or... Oh dear, how clumsy of me. It's a good thing I landed on something soft. Oh, Master? I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was you who I landed on. I'll get up at once. Oh no. Your clothes. They got all wet. Oh dear, oh dear. You have to take them off right away. We don't want them to start to smell of milk. Please, allow me to help you. No? But Master, I insist. Allow me to help you. It is my duty as your excellent maid. Not to mention it is my fault. Please, allow me. You know, Master. For someone who doesn't take much care in their health, you are quite attractive. I always love to see you walking through the halls or hard at work. This is a rare sight for me, to see outside of your usual business attire. What? You think I tripped on purpose? My master, how could you think so poorly of me, your most dutiful maid? I only ever wish to serve you the very best I can. Apology accepted. Now then. I'll need to take your pants as well. Of course the pants too. Come on now, master. You aren't having lewd thoughts about this situation, are you? If you don't mind me saying, sir, it would seem that you have an erection. Quite an impressive one, too. Could I perhaps help you to relieve you of it? Please, sir. I promise it would be no trouble. I may not have any experience with men, but as your mate, I promised to serve your body and soul. Please? Thank you, Master. I promise I'll do my best. Oh, so this is Master's erection. It's beautiful. Oh. Is this good, Master? Please, Master, tell me what you think. If there is anything I can do to make it better, please allow me. Take it further into my mouth? Yes, sir, as you wish. Ah. I can tell he's getting more excited. I can feel his mana building. But I can also feel his desires. He wants more. Maybe I could. Master? Is everything all... Was I satisfactory, Master? I hope I served your needs well. It looks like the storm is about to break, Master. I could probably get home now if I tried. Shall I collect my things and be off, sir? You wish for me to stay the rest of the night? Oh, but Master, whatever could you wish for me to do all night? Look out the window again? Okay. Oh, look, Master. It seems that the gardener is already outside shoveling the walkways. How beautiful. Master? Is there something wrong? What? Of course not. I'm not already wet, sir. What kind of slutty maid do you take me for? My goodness. Master, please go slow. I am... was... a virgin. Master, wait. The gardener is back to shoveling. We need to move. What if they see us? I wouldn't be able to face them ever again. No, I did not just get tighter. How could you accuse me of such a thing, Master? Master? Why have you stopped? I have to admit it before you continue. But Master, please don't make me say something so embarrassing. Fine. I admit it. It is exciting for you to fuck me against the window. The danger of someone seeing us. No, I want them to see us. I want them to see my face contorted into a disgusting face of pure ecstasy from your cock, Master. There. Is that what you wanted? Now, hurry up and fuck me. Sir? Oh, yes. Oh, that's what I wanted. Oh, come on, Master. You can go faster. I'm used to it now. Oh, wait. What am I saying? You are the master and I am the maid. I'll do all of the work, sir. How is this, sir? Is this nice? You don't even have to trust. I'll do it all for you. And that's not all, Master. Can you feel this? Oh, you feel that, Master? I can change my body to perfectly suit your desires. I saw a video about this online. How does it feel to have my little tentacle massaging your urethra as I pound your shaft? Is it good, master? Gonna come soon, master. Oh, do you? Oh my god, the gardener, they're looking at us. Wait, wait, I changed my mind. We have to hide. No, master. I can't. I can't resist. Oh my god, you're going to make me come. Oh, they're going to watch me come on your dick. Master, open my mouth. Oh, of course. Your taste is simply the best, sir. Your mana is so pure and delicious. What is it, master? Would I care to stay for the rest of the evening? That's very kind of you, sir. Thank you. I shall be sure to retire to the servants' quarters. You meant you want me to share your bed tonight? Will you do more lewd things to me? What if I say please? Okay then, master. Light the way.